So let's talk about one of those awkward things in business. When you get a refund request for your products or services. Now, this doesn't have to send you into a shame spiral. It can be really easy to deal with, and in fact, it can be a really positive thing. I'm Denise Duffield Thomas of LuckyBitch.com, and let's talk refunds. Okay, so the first thing to know is that just by getting a refund, it doesn't mean that you're a bad entrepreneur. Quite the opposite. It's actually a rite of passage. Now, most businesses will get some refund requests at some point in time. I get them myself, not all the time, but I do get them occasionally. And it is just part of being in business. It's no big deal. So you're either in two places. Either you're worried about your first refund request and maybe it's blocking you from putting things out in the world, or you've just received a request and you've just been frantically Googling for somebody to tell you what to do. So here I am, yay! So the first thing to do is to not panic. It's totally okay. Just sit on the email or the request for just a little while you work out what to do. Now, in the future, you're going to have a bit of a process to put together on this, so you're not going to freak out every time it happens. But for the first time, don't just sit and respond to them straight away. You've got to sit on it. Sometimes people make really unreasonable requests, so they might not just be asking for their money back, they might be asking for some sort of compensation or whatever. Now, case in point, we accidentally charged somebody twice on their credit card one time. And, you know, we spotted it. We actually responded straight away and said, hey, look, you know, we've refunded the extra one straight away. We're really, really sorry. And the lady came back and said, okay, well, in compensation, I want to have a private coaching session with Denise. And we gracefully declined her request. So you don't have to just jump and say yes to anything that people are asking for. But it's also okay just to have a money-back guarantee. So that is the process I want you to put in place. If you don't have it already, sit down and work out in what circumstances are you okay to give a refund and what time frames you're okay to give a refund for. So for my Lucky Bitch Money Bootcamp, I have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if somebody contacts me and says, it's not for me, no problem, they get their money back. So put that down, but for example, with private coaching, you might not want to give such a long refund period. It's totally up to you and your business. Just check and see if there are any legalities in your country about when you actually have to give a refund for. So that's really easy. Once you've got that process in place, you can also save the email that you're sending to this person and keep it for next time so you can tweak it. Now, it could be that you request for them to fill out a form to get their refund and let them know what's going to happen from that. How soon after they have their form are you going to refund their money? Now, I made a big mistake right at the beginning. I put on the form something like, how much should you pay in your local currency? Because I was charging in Australian dollars at the time. And I thought, oh, well, I'll let them just tell me how much they paid. And then I refunded them that amount. Now, the mistake on that is that, you know, currency had shifted and it actually ended up costing me money to refund this person. So learn from that kind of mistake and just be very clear, maybe on your terms and conditions, that you have no responsibility for any currency changes and they just get refunded what they paid. The other thing you want to ask yourself is if you're going to do an admin fee. Now, I learned this the hard way as well, that if somebody pays through PayPal with you and within 60 days of getting the refund, PayPal refunds you the fees that they charge you for receiving that money, after that time you lose that money. So it's up to you again. Do you want to enforce an admin fee to cover some of your fees and expenses for refunding that person? Or is it 100% money back guarantee, no questions asked? Now, the last thing I want you to remember is this is totally a rite of passage. So congratulations if you have received your first refund request. Remember, it doesn't have to be awkward. These things are just the business of being in business. And you can totally handle it. So I'd love to hear from you down below. Have you learnt any lessons about refunds? Is there anything that other people should really know, like some of the tips and tricks and mistakes that I've shared with you in this video? And for everyone else, come over to luckybitch.com because there's heaps more stuff about how to have way more fun in your business, have those awkward conversations with ease, and make a lot more money. Have a great day. Bye. Hey again, it's Denise here from Lucky Bitch, and this is Little Miss Willow Grace. Hi! Now, Willow and I are absolutely passionate about women in business because it doesn't matter if you've got kids or not, but I really see that having a business is your fastest way to creating a life of freedom, adventure, and abundance. Now, if you haven't already, I want you to come over and listen to a very important audio. It's probably the most important and powerful thing I've ever created for women. It's about the 7 money blocks that are really holding you back from a life of freedom, adventure, and abundance. It's really easy to grab it. You just need to go to luckybitch.com/blocks, and you'll be able to listen to it straight away. I talk about things like how to get over working for free or for people... or not charging enough, or, you know, if you're stuck in a place where you're bartering all the time and not receiving actual money. So come over and I would love to hear your feedback on it. On the page, there's a little place where you can add your comments and you can talk about what money blocks that you're working on at the moment and what you're doing to get over them. So here's to all of us living amazing, abundant lives. See you soon. Bye. Bye.